We start the Dominoes post-game. And Coach Matt Pfeiffer will join us. Post-game interview with the coach brought to you by Quality Structures Incorporated. And Coach, dominating performance by your girls from the beginning of the game to the end, and especially a huge second quarter when you guys outscored them 26-1. But just from the very beginning, the girls looked focused and executed well.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way that they, kind of like we talked about in pregame, we just wanted to see them come out, and we've had really good practices. So that's, I mean, what you want to see carry over is really good practice and then come out and play well and perform in front of your family and stuff.
So Amaya Gallegos got off to a good start. Simone Simmons, I felt like, had really good first half, scoring the basketball, going after the basketball. Rodriguez did a good job of harassing whoever had the basketball for Junction City on any given possession. Really just complimentary basketball from all your girls.
Yeah, everybody's kind of starting to figure out their role. I think early in the year, Felicity was trying to worry a little bit too much about what was happening on offense. And the last few games, we've just told her, just get in and guard people, because she's a really good on-ball defender. And that's when her game gets better. And then everybody else just does a good job of, we really think we can have a different leading scorer any game. And I think throughout the season, we've had a lot of different leading scorers. So especially when we share the ball.
Now, if there's any negatives you can point to in this game, probably offensive rebound, giving up offensive rebounds. I know Junction City grabbed a lot of offensive boards. They had trouble finishing on second chance opportunities, but probably just something that you'd like to see corrected going forward.
Yeah, and I mean, they're pretty big. Some, they got a little bit of size, and we're, as a staff, we're kind of believers in rebounding as effort. And so I think as we kind of got a little bit lax, when you get up big, it's easy to not rebound as hard. And so it's definitely something we'll talk about. But again, I was just happy with the way our kids, I mean, Kiana probably had 10 assists in the first half. Like I thought we all shared the ball really well. And so I was happy with the team.
There are also some transition opportunities where you missed some layups too that you guys could have capitalized, could have been an even bigger mismatch for you. But looking ahead towards next week, open up Western Athletic Conference play, very important. It's tough basketball now for you guys going forward. So I guess, how do you keep this momentum going forward into next week?
I think we're just going to talk to them about how it starts in practice and how they had a really good week of practice. And if we can do the same thing, next Friday is a league game. There's more scouting. Teams know each other. But, again, it's a winnable game. It's one that we just need to come out and focus on competing.
Coach Matt Pfeiffer, head coach of the Garden City Buffaloes, joining us here on the post game. Coach, congratulations on the victory.
Yeah, thank you.